Hello, everyone. Welcome to Minghui Radio, bringing you podcasts of stories relating to the persecution of Falun Gong in China, insights and experiences gained by practitioners during the course of their cultivation, special items of interest, and music composed and performed by DAFA practitioners.
The following is an experience sharing article entitled Amazing Experiences After Beginning to Practice Falun DAFA by a young practitioner in China. The English translation was published on the Minghui website on May 11, 2022. Ever since I was a child, I believed in the divine. I believed gods and Buddhas exist and that good is rewarded and evil is punished. By chance, a Falun DAFA practitioner told me about DAFA. I felt that it was good, so I began to practice it. Although I have not had the opportunity to see Master in person, I always remember Master's teachings when dealing with challenges in my everyday life and at work. I strive to be a good person and follow the DAFA principles of truthfulness, compassion, forbearance. I have benefited very much from DAFA and want to share my experiences with everyone. Part 1. Master Looks After Me. I was in the arts program when I attended high school. My grades were average. After I understood the truth about DAFA, I was not as nervous as my classmates when I took the college entrance exam. I repeated in my mind, Falun DAFA is good, and truthfulness, compassion, forbearance is good. I was surprised when I was accepted into a good university that offered a major I liked. When I graduated from college, I was the first to find a satisfactory job. All my classmates needed some time to look for jobs while working on their thesis. They all said that I was blessed. I have had pain in both knees since I was a child. It especially hurt when it was about to rain. I tried many things, such as exercises, medicines, and sports to relieve the pain, but nothing helped. After I began practicing Falun DAFA, the pain in my knees disappeared. I am grateful to Master. Many young people spend long hours in front of computers and on their cell phones. This can cause dizziness, sleeplessness, or discomfort to the spine. I also have to use computer for long hours. Sometimes I have to sit in front of a computer for an entire day, but I am healthy. I fall asleep as soon as I lay down. I get up early and am always energetic. I am very efficient at work. I know Master is taking care of me. Part 2. Recovering from Severe Injury. Once I rode my bike to pick up my younger sister. The road was under construction and was filled with potholes. When I went downhill, the ground was muddy and sandy, so my bicycle suddenly skidded. I was headed towards a pit full of stones. I quickly pressed on the brakes and fell to the ground hard. Amazingly, I did not feel any pain. When I pulled myself up, my sister saw me and said nervously, "Call Mother." I touched my face and noticed that I was bleeding. I reassured my sister, "I'm okay." I went to the hose to rinse myself, but my mother took me to the hospital. The doctor wanted to put in stitches, but there was no anesthetics available. I told the doctor just go ahead without an anesthetic. I could feel the needle going back and forth, but I didn't feel any pain. The doctor said that in addition to the injury on my forehead, my right eye was also badly bruised. However, it was not injured. I know Master had protected me. If I hadn't used the brake, I might have fallen into the stone pit, and the consequences would have been unimaginable. I did not use any other medication, but my wounds healed within a few days, leaving no scars. My chest hit the bicycle handle when I fell, and there was sharp pain for a few days. I silently recited, "Falun DAFA is good. Truthfulness, compassion, forbearance is good," every day. The pain in my chest disappeared. I appreciate that Master looked after me and healed my injury. Part 3. Following the Principles of Truthfulness, Compassion, Forbearance. At work, I do my job by following the standards truthfulness, compassion, forbearance. I never complain about my workload and always offer to help. I'm careful when dealing with money. There was a cash shortage a few times due to others' errors. I covered the difference with my own money and did not make a fuss about it. My performance and personality were appreciated by my colleagues. My boss increased my salary and gave me bonuses a few times, which was an exception in our company. I soon got a better offer from another company and was promoted to a position as a manager. The staff turnover in my department was high because our workload was heavy and the work was stressful. Although we were very busy, I thought that I should spend time building a good team. I not only shared my experiences with my team members, but I also showed them how to solve problems. I think of them first and make sure to put myself in their shoes. I have an open door policy and communicate openly with my team. When I have a conflict with a coworker, I always look inward. For example, is my tone too harsh or am I too demanding? I never hesitate to apologize if I'm wrong and I do better next time. When our team was praised, I gave the credit to the team. My team became stable and our performance improved over time. Everyone in my company likes to chat with me. They ask for my opinion when they are unsure about something. My boss says, "You are always calm no matter the situation. You have such a calm personality." I used to be short-tempered. Now I have a good temper and always smile at work. My colleagues say they feel good when they see me smile. I know this is because I follow the standards of truthfulness, compassion, forbearance. I wouldn't have such good people skills if I didn't practice Falun Dafa. I used to be attached to delicious food and bought whatever I wanted to eat. I always threw it away when I couldn't finish it and never thought it was an issue because I spent my own money. When I listened to the Minghui radio program, some practitioners recalled the early days when Master first began teaching the Fa. Master subsisted on cheap instant noodles and once ate a practitioner's leftovers. Master never wasted food and told practitioners not to waste food. I was very moved whenever I thought of these stories. Master was giving us an example, so I always reminded myself not to waste food. In today's society, it's hard to maintain appropriate relationships between men and women. I measure myself by Dafa's principles and don't casually interact with men. Nobody talks about unethical relationships in front of me. I also take care to dress modestly. In today's materialistic society, it would be really difficult for me to resist the influence of bad things if it weren't for Master's teachings.
Thank you for listening to the Minghui Radio podcast. For more information, including news about the persecution of Falun Gong practitioners in China and experience sharing stories by practitioners around the world, please visit our website at en.minghui.org.